Are.
Hello everyone, this is Jake Gross, and in this podcast I'm going to show you how to use a program called iExpress to make self-installing packages. And iExpress is a program that comes with Internet Explorer 4 and above, and what it basically did, so it worked on pretty much every system, copied all of its DLLs and system files to a folder called iExpress on my computer, zipped it up, and then uploaded that zip file to my site. So, yeah, I'm gonna go to my iExpress folder.
Run dialog C, select colon backslash IEXPREF, test Express items view list, and pack DLL not selected 1 of 6.
So, I've sticked to follow through the ADV pack, the active accessibility pack, and whatever that is.
And pack DLL 1 of 6. And pack DLL 1 of 6.
Tooltip, I don't know what's going on.
Express exe 2 of 6.
iExpress program.
File description. Oh, wait. And pack DLL 1 of 6. File description. And pack company. Microsoft Corporation file version. 4.71.
ADV pack, one of its libraries.
Express exe 2 of 6. File description. Wizard.
The wizard. That lets you create the packages.
Make cabby exe 3 of 6. File description. Microsoft cabinet make.
The cabinet maker program.
W95inf16DLL4of6. File description. W-extract16bit library company. W95inf32DLL5of6. File description. W95inf32 company. W-extract.exe6of6. File description. Win32 cabinet self extractor com.
Okay, so that's pretty much all the files here. I'm going to iExpress.
iExpress Wizard Dialog. iExpress Wizard Property Page. Welcome to iExpress 2.0. This wizard will help you create a self-extracting, self-installing package. First, you need to create a self-extraction directive, SED, file to store information about your package. If you have already done this, select Open Existing One. Otherwise, select Create New Self-Extraction Directive File. Create New Self-Extraction Directive File radio button checked.
So if you have an existing SED or self-extraction directive file, you can open this and then create your package.
Open existing self-extraction directive file. Radio button checked. Create new self-extraction.
We're going to create a new one.
iExpress Wizard property page package purpose select final result of the package. Files will be expanded to a temporary folder. The files will then be used by the specified installation program. Extract files and run an installation command. Radio button checked.
We can run an installation command, which will what we want.
Extract files only. Radio button checked.
Extract files only.
Create compressed files only. ActiveX installs. Radio button checked.
And create compressed files only.
Extract files and run an installation command. Radio button checked.
I'll press enter.
iExpress Wizard property page package title. Type the title of your package in the following box. This title will appear on all dialog boxes that the user sees edit blank.
I'm gonna type in my title.
D-E-C-T-A-L space space K space A-C-C-E-S S 3-2 space S-O-F-T-W-A-R-E space S-Y-F-T-A-E-F-I-C-E-R DC Talk Access 32 Software Synthesizer.
Now press enter.
iExpress Wizard property page confirmation prompt. If you want to confirm that the user wants to install your package, select prompt user with and type the prompt. Otherwise, select no prompt. No prompt. Radio button checked.
Now this is will ask you if you want to install the package. And the reason I chose no prompt in my installer is because when the setup program launches, it asks if you want to install or not and where you want to install it. So that's why I didn't put it there. But if you're running like a command line based installer or whatever that just copies files and or whatever, you could ask, you can make have the user choose if they want to install it or not.
Prompt user with radio button checked.
And if we wanted to
edit blank.
Have
prompt user with no prompt. iExpress Wizard property page license agreement. If you want to display a license agreement before allowing an installation, select display a license and choose the license file. Otherwise, select do not display a license. Do not display a license. Radio button checked.
And I'm not going to display a license. If I
display a license, radio button checked.
If I did display a license, I would
edit blank.
They have edit.
Browse button, alt R, back button, I display a.
We're gonna just choose a file.
Do not display a license.
I'm not gonna display a license.
iExpress Wizard property page package files. Create a list of files that you want in your compressed package list. Add button, back button, next, cancel, iExpress, add button, create, add button.
And I'm gonna add some files.
Space. Open, items, view.
I'm gonna browse to my desktop folder. Trailer,
notes, out, namespace, tree, complete, up, local, black files, document, toxic. Items, view, list, access.
Press Control A.
iExpress with back button, iExpress with add, create a list of files that you want in your compressed package list.
Now I have
access. Word TXZ, access 32 TXZ.
All these files.
Add button, Alt A.
Add.
Remove button, Alt A. Back button, Alt A. Next button, Alt A.
And I'm gonna press enter on the next button.
iExpress Wizard property page install program to launch. Select the programs or INF files to launch from the package. A custom command can also be created below. Install program. The below command will be run after the install has completed. Post install command combo box collapsed. Edit blank. Example.exe. Selected example.exe. Include.exe. In manual example.exe. Setup.exe.
Setup.exe.
Combo box collapsed. Edit. Selected none.
Not sure what this does.
Back button Alt B. Next button Alt N. iExpress Wizard property page show window. Select how your installation program's window will be displayed. Default. Recommended. Radio button checked.
Default.
Hidden radio button checked.
Hidden window.
Minimized radio button checked.
Or minimized.
Maximized radio button
or
checked.
Maximized.
Default.
Do default.
iExpress Wizard property page finished message. If you want to display a message to the user after installation is complete, select display message and type the message. Otherwise, select no message. No message radio button checked. Display message. Radio button checked.
I'm not gonna make the setup the extractive show a finished message because the setup program already shows that.
Edit blank.
And we can type it here.
Back button. I display message. No message. Radio button checked.
I'm going to leave it set to no message.
iExpress Wizard property page package name and options. Browse button. Enter the target path and file name for your package. This can iExpress Wizard property page package name and options. Enter the target path and file name for your package. This is the file that will get downloaded and executed by the user. Edit blank. Browse button Alt R.
Which is the browse button.
Save at IM namespace tree control tree view with low level 3 dict toxic of 9 documents and settings collapse set files left dict toxic dot pro scan comp items view list alt sat t ttf items dict top items dict access 32v404 iExpress hide file browse button hide file extracting progress animation from user checkbox not checked.
I'm gonna press space to check that.
Space checked.
Like you would just say what file's extracting to the temporary folder. Or if you're using it to extract files only, it will say what files are extracting. So I'm just gonna leave this window hidden.
Options grouping. Store files using long file name inside package checkbox not checked.
Long file names. If you're on Windows 95 and your setup program, requires long file names, you can press space to check that box. So yeah, I'm gonna
back button, next button, Alt N.
I'm gonna the next button.
iExpress Wizard property page configure restart. Select how you want the system to restart at the end of your installation program. Only restart if needed. Radio button checked.
Only restart if needed.
Do not prompt user before restarting. Checkbox not checked. Only restart. Always restart. Radio button checked.
Always restart.
No restart. Radio button checked.
No restart.
All only restart if needed. Radio button checked. Do not prompt user before restarting. Checkbox not checked.
Well, the user do not. Don't prompt the user before restarting the program. We're starting the computer.
Back button, next button, Alt, iExpress Wizard property page save self extraction directive. If you would like to save this information for later use, select save self extraction directive, SED file. Otherwise, select don't save. Don't save.
Don't save.
Back button, next button, Alt. Can back next button.
And we're at this and I'll press enter, and then I'll quickly press Alt tab.
I see. iExpress Wizard.
And it's creating
CAB file. Please wait.
And it...
Done.
Oh, it's done already.
Creating CAB file. Please wait.
And we have a record.
Creating the path. Throughput. 500. Make CAB report.
I'm going to press insert down arrow to make it read this.
Make CAB report. Sun March 2010 5-12-2016 total files. 61 bytes before, 4,258,262 bytes after, 3,866,376 after before, 90.80 compression time, 7.39 seconds, 0 HR, 0 min, 7.39 sec throughput, 562.94 kbps. Creating the package, done. Creating CAB file, please wait.
So,
back button, finish button.
Finish.
Express either.
And, well, let's actually run this.
Pain, Express G, Broscan com. Either P, Tech, T. Either Clap, Dictop. Item Dictop, DTXS32B441EXE4 of 8. File description. Win32 Cabinet Self Extractor Company. Microsoft Corporation File Version. 6.0.2900.5512 Date created. 3/12/2016, 11:16 a.m. size. 3.75 MB tooltip. Secure desktop.
Oh, why?
Desktop setup dialog setup will install audio sub. Okay, but cancel button.
And, you know, this is a standard setup window. I already have this installed on my computer. I'm just going to press enter and cancel.
TikTok software.
So,
Audacity.
That pretty much concludes my iExpress podcast. And, so yeah. If you want to contact me, you can email me at dataj@gmail.com. You can find me on audiogames.net as dataj1999. And you can find me on Skype as dataj9999. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and I'll see you in the next podcast. Bye.